Hello, I'm Tom Moen, and today I'm beginning an old and yet continuing adventure. In 1968, my family and I returned to Tulsa, where I became the general manager of KOR-UFM and Oral Roberts, radio announcer. At that time, from 1968 until March of 71, I had a daily program entitled Good Morning, Brother Pilgrim. And now, after 50 years, I'm resurrecting it with a new title, Good Morning, Fellow Pilgrim. And a pilgrim is a person who's on a journey, and in this case, a journey of the kingdom of God on earth as Jesus prayed. So I hope you'll join me as we look into the past, the present, and the future.
This is the Good Morning, Fellow Pilgrim podcast with Tom Moen for October 8th, 2018.
Well, good morning, fellow pilgrims. It's a beautiful day today here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, as we record for next Monday and Friday. And today, as an old friend used to say, I'm going to choke you with a lot of scripture. Well, I hope I don't choke you, but there's so much scripture I want to read. And it's going to be relating to the last podcast, the one that broadcast last Friday. And it's all about the washing of the disciples' feet and all of that, and the foot washing and the new commandment that he gives. So I want to go back, and I'm going to be talking a lot about what I said on last Friday, especially when we get to the Garden of Gethsemane and the Passover lamb and all of that. It's so meaningful. But I'd like to begin this today by going back to the Sermon on the Mount. And again, please forgive me if this seems so redundant, but there's so many things that I covered last Friday that I want to re-emphasize today. So just I ask you to have patience and to bear with me. Now to read from the Sermon on the Mount, from the sixth chapter. Years ago, a man said, Sermon on the Mount is not a prescription of how you're supposed to go and live, but rather a description of the life of Jesus in you. And that's so much easier to understand. Or we make it a New Testament law that is 10 times harder than the Old Testament law. But anyway, I want to read beginning in verse 1 of Matthew chapter 6, Sermon on the Mount. Beware of practicing your righteousness before men, to be noticed by them. Otherwise, you have no reward with your Father who is in heaven. When therefore you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be honored by men. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your alms may be in secret, and that your Father who sees in secret will repay you. And when you pray, you're not to be as the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners in order to be seen by men. And truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your inner room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. And when you are praying, do not use meaningless repetition as the Gentiles do, for they suppose that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then in this way, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. It's all about the kingdom of God. And remember what he said in the first verse. If you do things to be noticed by men, there's no reward from your Father who's in heaven. Or if you give alms to be seen by people. The things that we do in the Lord are especially important, especially when we talked about foot washing last week. And last week I mentioned that foot washing was, of course, part of the culture of the day of Jesus, because they would walk around dusty roads, and you would walk into a house, and the head of the house would greet you, and all the time he's greeting you, there would be a servant down there washing your feet. Well, we don't have that in our society, but we do have other kinds of foot washing. And it's important for us to understand just what is contemporary foot washing and what is its opposite. In other words, we can make the same error that they made in the New Testament concerning the way we do things and the way we serve. And so a lot of the things I'm going to be sharing are the same as last Friday, but I hope that I'll be able to sort of illuminate them a little better than I did then. I'd like to read from the 23rd chapter of Matthew's Gospel. It says it this way, beginning in verse 1. Jesus spoke to the multitudes and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have seated themselves in the chair of Moses. Therefore, all that they tell you, do and observe, but do not do according to their deeds. For they say things and do not do them, and they tie up heavy loads and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves are unwilling to move them with so much as a finger. But they do all their deeds to be noticed by men, for they broaden their phylacteries and lengthen the tassels of their garments, and they love the place of honor at banquets and the chief seats in the synagogues, and respectful greetings in the marketplaces, and being called by men rabbi." I'll read on in just a moment. But let's just think of this for together. Some churches today might be just like this. Not all. You can't make those kind of generalizations. But in many churches, those who, quote, should be servants are more like these people. They want to have the place of position, but they don't do what they say or preach what they say. There's almost two different kinds of lifestyles. It goes on in that same portion to say, don't call anyone rabbi, for one is your teacher and you're all brothers. And don't call anyone on earth your father, for one is your father, he who is in heaven. And don't be called leaders, for one is your leader, and that is Christ. But the greatest among you shall be your servant. And whoever exalts himself shall be humbled. And whoever humbles himself shall be exalted. I was thinking the other day, when I was remembering again what we had talked about last Friday, and I was thinking about the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount. If you remember, the first qualification in the Sermon on the Mount is, blessed are the poor in spirit, and then blessed are the gentle, and blessed are the mourn, those who mourn. The point simply being that there is humility that is part of the life of Christ. One of the sweetest books that's come down to us in the history of the church is the one about Brother Lawrence. He used to pray, O Lord of pots and pans. And he was a very simple, simple little monk. But people from all over Europe would come to hear him and talk to him. And sometimes he kind of wondered why. But it's because of the simplicity of his life and the joy that he got from serving. Again, when we remember in the kingdom of God, where it says, you know, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus said, you know, that he came. He said, I'm among you as one who serves. I'm among you as one who serves. And last week I began to talk to you about the washing of the disciples' feet, but bringing that up into the contemporary world. How do we wash feet in 2018 and beyond? Some of the things I mentioned are very simple. For instance, you can mow someone's lawn. You can clean their house. You can drive them to appointments that they would be unable to make, or you can pick up their kids, or you can make a meal and take it to them, or you can buy food if they need it. Sometimes you're even able to pay some of their bills or watch their children or wash their clothes. Those are sort of contemporary kinds of foot washing. It's things that we do not to be noticed. It's a big problem because what we don't want to do is just what the Pharisees do. Hey, look at me and how I'm serving. Aren't I wonderful? See, it has to be done out of that humility that Jesus uses in the first verse of the fifth chapter in the Sermon on the Mount. It's just so important for us to understand that contemporary foot washing is the basis of the kingdom of God. And if Jesus said, I am among you as one who serves, certainly that's what we must be in the kingdom of God. Again, at the 13th chapter of John, I wanted to read that one portion again that so moves me every time I read it. And it's after he washes their feet. And then he says this, and it's so stunning. He says, now, after he had gone out, Jesus said, now is the Son of Man glorified, and God's glorified in him. Little children, I am with you a little while longer. You will seek me. And as I said to the Jews, I now say to you, where I'm going, you cannot come. And a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all men will know that you're my disciples, if you love, or you have love for one another. The point simply being, simply, how had Jesus expressed love? And this is the portion that I've repeated so many times and repeat again today, and I ask you to be a little patient with me. Jesus, the creator of the universe, our creator, the one who made us before the beginning began, on the night that he's going to be betrayed, and the night that he goes into Gethsemane and pleads with his father three times to remove the cup, this is the one who gets on his knees and washes the feet of his creation. Such humility. Can we realize what this is? I have a dear friend of mine that about 20 years ago gave me a painting that was so meaningful to him, and it hangs on my wall today. And it's the picture of Jesus on his knees washing disciples' feet. Now, Jesus saying, if you've loved the way I love, you have to learn how to wash feet. And I've been trying to say that there are ways in which in our age and in our culture, we can wash one another's feet. I read, for instance, in Ephesians, the chapter where he talks about he gives to the church apostles and prophets and pastors and evangelists and teachers. And I sometimes think what people hear those as somehow leadership that is other than serving. Even if you're called into one of those kinds of ministries in the church, you must serve as Jesus did. He said again, what is this the third time I'm saying it? I am among you as one who serves. We want to love like Jesus loved. I think one of the most marvelous things is be able to wash feet in our culture and not have people know who it was. If you can do it without, as Jesus said, the left hand knowing what the right hand is doing, do it. Sometimes they're going to know it's you. But even if they do know it's you, we ask that the Holy Spirit will work in us that kind of humility that enables us to say, you know what? It's Jesus in me that's doing this. Do you sense him? Do you sense his love? It's not just me trying to be good so that you'll say, oh boy, look at the way he, she, they, them serve or give. No, it's an opportunity for you to give. I was thinking also of in the, I think it's the 10th chapter of Luke. Let's just take a look there where he sends the 70 out. Listen to the command that he gives them in Luke chapter 10. I'll just read a few verses. told you I was going to read a lot from the scripture today. Well, after this, it says the Lord, verse 1, he appointed 70, and he sent them out two by two ahead of him to every city and place where he himself was going to come. And he said, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore beseech the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his field. Go your ways. Behold, I send you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Do you get that contrast? Lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no shoes. Greet no one on the way. And whatever home you enter, first say, peace be to this house. And if a man of peace is there, your peace will rest upon him. If not, it will return to you. And stay in that house, eating and drinking whatever they give you. For the laborer is worthy of his wages. Do not keep moving from house to house. But whatever city you enter, and they receive you, eat what is set before you. Heal those in it that are sick, and say the kingdom of God has come near to you. The kingdom of God. Can you imagine a kingdom of servants? A kingdom of servants. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. How is it done in heaven? The servant king. King of kings and Lord of lords. But those kings and lords who go along with the kingship of Jesus are servants. One final thing before we close this thing this day. It's from the 15th chapter of John. It's the chapter that Jesus talks about the vine and the branches. And then he said in verse 12, this is my commandment, that you love one another just as I've loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you slaves, for the slave does not know what his master is doing, but I've called you friends. For all things that I have heard from my Father, I've made known to you. And listen to this. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. God wants us as foot-washing givers and servants to have fruit that remains. It's not all about us. It's all about Jesus and the kingdom of God. And when the Lord Jesus rules and reigns in our heart, our serving is not to draw attention to ourselves, but becomes the means through which we live out, life out, the life of Jesus into a world. And as I said and ended in last podcast, we become doors to the kingdom of God. There are several other things I'd like to add, and perhaps I will in the future, but at least I'd add this much. Again, everything has to be done in love. But one of the great gifts is the gift of listening. I say that slowly, listening. There's a song we used to sing, a little chorus that said, hey, open my eyes, Lord, open my ears, Lord, open my heart. Well, I find that I ask the Holy Spirit to enable me to open my eyes, ears, and heart to hear people, to just hear them, not be concerned with my agenda when I meet them, but to be concerned with what's going on with them and how might the Lord Jesus, through me as a servant, bless them, heal them. Well, I just ask that the Lord Jesus, by his Spirit, will bless you today, and that, again, forgive me, I hope you'll forgive my redundance about all of these things of foot washing and this portion, because a kingdom of servants, can you imagine such a kingdom with the greatest of all servants, the Lord Jesus Christ, King of kings, Lord of lords, our very Creator, came to serve. Amen.
This podcast is available for free download in iTunes and at MoanMinistriesBookstore.com.